Sometimes where we are is right where we're supposed to be. So stay right where you are and join us here today on Homecoming Radio.
Hey, hey, and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel. Welcome, friends around the world. Thanks for stopping by again for what is sure to be an out-of-sight musical adventure. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Kevin Williams.
Yay, drum roll, Bill. Kevin's here.
Yeah, all right.
Woody Wright.
Happy day, kids.
Yay.
Gloria Gaither.
Yes.
Amber Nealon.
Hello, everyone.
Our soft feminine side has multiplied. Tori Taff.
What? That was my soft feminine side.
And Bill, you said it. Today, we've gathered folks at the right place and the right time for the best minutes of your day.
That's right, and my guests today are right on time. The Nealons, the Goodmans, Lauren Talley, and hey, it's going to be good.
It's always good here at Homecoming Radio. It's the right time, and in fact, it is shouting time. Welcome the Hoppers to get it going.
I will arise and call to Jesus. He will embrace me in His arms, in the arms of Christ my Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 stars. It's shouting time in heaven, a sinner once lost is found. It's shouting time in heaven, salvation has been brought down. No wonder the angels rejoice to know my sins have been covered by the crimson flow. And now I'm feeling fine. I'm walking on the highway.
Was the Hoppers with Shoutin' Time.
My public service announcement today is this. If you've been thinking of going low carb, try the 2-day plan. Researchers found that cutting carbs just 2 days a week sped up the weight loss.
You know, Bill, some people have success with it because they get less discouraged than if they had to cut carbs 7 days a week.
Well, that's exactly the way I would have said it.
Let's go from wolf carbs to bread on the water. That's where you were going, right?
Here's the Gaither Vocal Band. It's gluten-free bread on the water.
Just keep on working, seeking the kingdom. Oh, instead of working for your needs, Just keep on sharing the love of Jesus. You know growing comes from planting seeds. I keep on casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's gonna come back home on every way. I keep on casting your bread upon the water. Soon it's gonna come back home on every way. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over. Soon it's gonna come back home on every way.
Was Bread Upon the Water by the Gaither Vocal Band.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Here it comes.
I know what this is.
Well, friends, we have searched all over for the perfect word to learn and use. And so if this is not part of your vocabulary, maybe it'll become your favorite go-to. It's the word of the day.
Okay.
You ready for this one?
Oh,
doctrinaire.
Yeah.
Doctrinaire.
Okay, wait. What?
Doctrinaire.
Hey, wait a second. Gloria's got three of those. They're honorary, but she's got three.
I think that's a little different, Bill.
I'm not sure that's it.
I got it over here.
Somebody's got it.
I got it over here. I'll explain to you the origin of doctrinaire. It's a colloquialism that originated in the hills of West Virginia and just kind of stuck. As I heard the story, Dooner Wilson, who's...
Dooner.
His name was actually Larry Wilson II. His dad was Larry Sr. And he was Larry Jr., although his mother had a sinus infection when she named him. And the nurse just wrote down Dooner, like Mama said. So Larry Dooner had a hurtin' in his back and went to the clinic, and not being one to stand in a line, he went ahead of everyone else, went right up to the receptionist and said, "Hey, is there a doctor in there?" And that's the way it started, right there. Doctor in there.
That's close.
Great.
Is there a doctor?
Great. Actually, doctor in there is a formal word that means stubbornly or excessively devoted to a doctrine or theory without regard to practical considerations. Mm. It's often used in a kind of a disapproving way, as in, they were pleased by the shift in leadership as their old mayor was extremely doctrinaire.
Now we know the rest of the story.
Now you know.
Hear the Neelands singing, "Hear the Voice of My Beloved."
Hear the voice of my beloved, gently call at close of day. Come, my love, oh, come and meet me. Rise, oh, rise and come away. Winter stars.
Sweet Sounds of the Nealands with Hear the Voice of My Beloved.
Amber Nealon's in the room, by the way.
And yeah.
We're enjoying having, yeah.
Where is she? Where is she? I don't see her.
I'm a Nelson.
She's good.
Nealon, Nylon, Nelson.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it all works. Yeah. I was looking on Facebook today, and one of my friends, she's a teacher. She's an English teacher, so Bill and Gloria will appreciate the story. She said, I have found out that teaching is not for sensitive souls. While reviewing future, past, and present tenses in class today with my English class, I posed the question, I am beautiful is what tense? And one student raised her hand. She said, past tense.
Yeah, that's why English teaching is so humiliating. Or maybe I should say humbling.
Yeah, right. I love
it. Here are the happy Goodmans.
I uphold a mountain from where he ascended, an angel of the Lord declared that it would be. He said, don't stand here grieving for the one that you see leaving. In like manner, he's coming back for you and me. Coming back like he said. I believe that a trumpet's gonna sound so loud. One day it'll wake the dead.
In the twinkling of an eye, he'll split the eastern sky.
And I believe he's coming back like. Time is nearing. We'll soon see his appearing. Well, this could be the hour, and this could be the day when the saints from every nation gonna lose gravitation in the middle.
The Happy Goodmans. I believe he's coming back.
And here's something to think about. Jesus loves you. So when you lay your head down at night, tell yourself, there's no way I can possibly mess that up because he loves you no matter what.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, Leave Us a Note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
We're back here at Homecoming Radio. This next song is a sweet prayer. It's a simple prayer, a prayer a child might pray. But we're all children of God, and unless we become little children, we shall not understand the kingdom of God. Listen to the Easters. Jesus, hold my hand.
For I need thy light to guide me in thy blessing. Jesus, hold my hand.
Glad you're here with us on Homecoming Radio. We're having a great time.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I've heard them sing, he paid the price in just a little while. And I've heard them sing beyond the clouds and give the world a smile. And I've heard them sing, there is a fountain that washes white as snow. But amazing grace, how sweet the sound is, the sweetest song I know.
And that was The Sweetest Song I Know, J.D. Sumner and the Stamps.
Letters, I love those letters.
You know, it makes our day when we hear from you, and you're a vital part of this program. So we encourage you to check in with us with notes similar to these.
Mark from Down Under writes, "Hi guys, I'm from Newcastle, Australia, north of Sydney. I'm working out in my shed, making planter boxes." I love that. "Listening to us, right, with the music." And he says, "You're funny, you're uplifting. Sometimes I'm listening even at 11 p.m. at night in my shed." Cheers from Mark.
That's great.
And Michael writes, "I never miss your shows on the radio. It's just amazing. Keep it up. I love you guys. Best regards from Kampala, Uganda in East Africa."
Yeah.
We do love your notes, so keep in touch with us. You can do that through homecomingradio.com. Don Francisco wrote this great song, wonderful theology, wonderful music. He's alive, and here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
The gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Then just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window, I looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. And John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they've moved him in the night and none of us knows where. Oh, the stone's been rolled away and now his body isn't there. So we both ran to the garden, then John ran on ahead. And we found the stone, an empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they'd wrapped him in was just an empty shell. And how or where they'd taken him was more than I could tell. Oh, something strange had happened there, just what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. So even if he was alive, never be the same. Then suddenly the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere, ghost shadows from the room. Then Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. And I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him. Oh, but then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. Oh, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
He's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive, he's alive, oh, he's alive, and I'm forgiven.
Wow, the Gaither Vocal Band with He's Alive. Yeah. Yes.
Good.
Well, our goal today was to remind you that sometimes where we are is right where we're supposed to be. Yeah.
And God's the conductor. He can be trusted. Join us again next time where we'll be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
Oh, we have loaded up homecomingradio.com. There's so much there where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app. See the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can always leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
We have so many great homecoming stations in the state of Nevada, like KAVS, KBPU, KKVV, and so many more. To you and all the rest of our homecoming stations, we say
salute!
And we're out of time, but we'll be back here soon. Join us again. It just wouldn't be the same without you, especially you, Kevin. See you later on, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.